On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claresy, Matt and Kimber, our exclusive chat with Eagle Andrew Gaff.
Hear his plans for next year. Is he going to stay with the Eagles?
Yes, how hard has the past 6 weeks been and the health of his father?
Plus our best and worst of the week.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Shut up! The boys on the radio!
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL, and he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff on Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Look, big build-up, but it's been over a month since the incident with Andrew Brayshaw, and if for the very first time back on Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast, Andrew Gaff. G'day, Gaffy. How are you, mate?
Good morning, guys. Unfortunately, it's been too long since I've seen you guys and spoke to you guys last, but it's good to be back, and been really nice to see my teammates and spend the last 2 weeks training with them. Looking forward to a prelim final
next weekend. Good to have you back. And the very first thing we wanted to mention was, how's Dad? How's your old man?
Yeah, he's good. He's in a rehab hospital at the moment, and he's going to be there for another couple of weeks.
Yeah.
When you don't move basically for 4 or 5 weeks, you've got to learn to do these things again and to get fitter and stronger again. And happy to see that he's getting better, and he'll be good in a couple of weeks' time.
Right.
And then once he's back home, he's probably got to change a few things around the house and all that stuff. But he's in a good space now, and it's a good thing for the family.
Well, we know, I mean, it was very difficult. Everything sort of happened at once for you because, of course, then your dad did get very sick. Now, what has happened for you in this time? Has this been one of the toughest things you faced? How are you going mentally as well through all of this?
Yeah, no doubt it's been tough. It's been tough for all parties and for all concerned. And first of all, it's nice to spend a bit of time with family and friends back in Melbourne who perhaps I haven't seen for a while, and good to surround myself with them throughout this tough time. It's something that I've been pretty lucky in my life, that a lot of things have gone well, and being drafted at 18 and moving over to the other side of the country, a lot of things have gone well. And the last 6 weeks, through no fault of my own, I sort of turned a bit, and everyone goes through tough times at different stages of their life, and it's something that I'll look on in years, and hopefully a turning point for a few things. But the main thing is that Andrew Brayshaw is okay and will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he continues to improve the way he has. And have great respect for the Brayshaw family. And they've been great to me throughout this tough time. And I really appreciate their support in a really difficult time for all parties.
Yeah.
Yes, well, of course, the guys I wasn't here but spoke to Mark, Andrew's father, and we've got some of that audio.
We have, a bit of that chat we had with Mark Brayshaw.
I was immediately concerned for Andrew, Gaff that is, and I don't even know the guy, but once my son told me how good a fellow he is, and then I started getting phone calls from well-wishers within the industry, you know, senior coaches at other clubs, all of whom said, gee, this is out of character, he's such a fine fellow. So I feel for him and his mum and dad, and I've made that known.
I mean, that must have been a very special moment to hear that from the father. You were terrific, and you put your hand up straight away, but you also, you know, we're a part of a modern maelstrom of kind of media and people judging you and whatnot. But to have the father of Andrew come out and say that, yeah, that must have felt very special.
Yeah, it was great. And we caught up a couple of days after the tribunal as sort of both families. And it was good to talk. And they were really nice as well. So as Mark was on radio, on TV, and I'm very good mates with Hamish Brayshaw at the footy club, and get on really well with him, and it's great to still be really close with him, and I really appreciate the family being supportive of me as well as looking after their son Andrew.
Yeah, mate, we don't know you really, really well, but we've gotten to know you a bit this year. You're not an extroverted kind of character. How was it to be the most reported, the person on social media the most in the country for a certain period of time for one action in your life?
Yeah, stuff. Throughout that time, I wasn't looking at.
Yeah.
Wasn't looking at any stuff, but a lot of stuff is avoidable. Unavoidable.
Unavoidable.
Yeah, sorry, and people are talking about you, but you don't know the extent of what they're saying. You only sort of find that out through time,
sure.
I suppose. You hear a few things, but at the time, there's sort of so much happening around you that you actually don't have too much time to to think about who's saying what and how big of a deal it is within Australia and within the AFL community.
Yeah. And has this affected your relationship with your teammates, with the boys at the Eagles? How did that all unravel for you there?
No, I don't think it's affected my relationship with the teammates. I obviously very disappointed that I let them down in an important part of the season, and
yeah.
I can't do anything about it in terms of playing for the rest of the season. And it's, no doubt it's tough at times when you see a team going really well, as they are. But I'm there to support them and to make them an even better group, an even better midfield who I'm working with at the moment with Sam Mitchell. And it's more just disappointment that I've let them down and I miss out on a chance to play some finals, and who knows what can happen these next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Are you happy to stick around, mate? We've got more to talk about.
Yep, sounds good.
I want to find out what you're doing in the future, buddy. But Andrew Gaff is back on Mix 94.5. And just before we go to the break, mate, we're going to go check the traffic situation here. But this is weird that you were named in the All-Australian. In your demeanour, we could see the footage of you that night. You still looked a bit sheepish. You can't underestimate how important that is in an All-Australian selection. Did it take a little bit, rob you a little bit of that joy?
Oh, not really. No. Okay? Obviously, it wasn't the way I wanted to finish my season, but
yeah.
In the whole, I was happy with how I played for the 19 games, and it's a big honour to make an All-Australian team. I was lucky to win one in 2015, and they're very hard to make and very hard to get into, and to be selected for a second time means the world to me, and good to see that Shannon finally got some recognition for a wonderful career he's had, and Jeremy's now won three in a row, and
yeah, big go
for you. Can't see him not winning too many more. I think he's going to win quite a few more. So, exciting that a little bit of reward for a good season so far for the club, and hopefully even more success.
Well, speaking of the club, we're going to talk more about the Eagles and your hopefully future at the club next up.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
We've got a few questions we want to ask you about your footy present and your footy future. Firstly, we've sort of touched on the fact that you've got teammates playing in finals and they're one win away from a grand final. So on a day-to-day basis, you're at the club going through training with the boys?
Yeah, I'm basically doing the whole training program with the boys, and it's been great to be out on the track with them. Obviously, I hadn't been doing too much for 4 or 5 weeks, and it's been nice to actually have a run around, and it's tough without it's tough training on the weekend without having the end goal on the weekend execute what you've been training, which is tough, but it's been great to, whether it be in the weights room with the boys or in meetings with the boys, it's great when you're around them, and it takes your mind off things when you're with them all day. It's sort of the days off, and obviously times when you get home and you wish you were playing on the weekend, which is only natural, but it's been great the last week and a half being back with the guys, and so good to see him win last Saturday, and hopefully they can keep it going next week.
Yeah.
We've all been busy going about our lives and about our days, and in the background, other clubs have been trying to poach you.
Mm.
I guess we just have to outright say, are you going to be playing for West Coast next year?
Yeah, I hope so. It's still something that we're working through with the management and the club, and with what's happened, is more stuff to think about, which we'll continue to do over the next few weeks, and with the team playing finals, that's a priority. I'm as I said to him when I got back to Perth, I'm so committed to what the boys have in front of them for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I'm focused on that and helping the midfield group where I can, and helping them produce a strong performance next Saturday.
If you're making the decision to go to another team, are you making that decision independently of what happened with Andrew Brayshaw, or do you feel like perhaps you'll be connected to the club for some, for whatever reason because of that?
Oh, I think it's got to be an independent thing, but no doubt it's the elephant in the room, and something that's going to come up, and something that's it's hard to avoid. So we'll continue to work through that. But I think it's got to be more than just a reaction to what's happened.
Well, of course, North Melbourne is the club that everyone's talking about. My brother's just texted me. He's a shin boner. He said, tell Gaffy I'll buy him a present if he goes to North Melbourne.
But what about the quality of the present? What's it going to be?
So is that one of the clubs? Are you able, at liberty to speak?
Oh, yes. Yeah. One of them.
Mm.
But it's amazing. Sort of what gets talked about at this time of year as well, especially with teams that aren't playing finals and are already moving on to that space in terms of looking at players. And once the season's finished, the amount of rumours that go on for the next 1 or 2 weeks before and during trade period is almost ridiculous. And it gets bigger and bigger each year. But it's something that is just a part of the AFL industry now with free agency and with the trade period. I think it goes for 2 weeks. It probably allows for more stuff to be talked about, whether it's right or wrong.
Andrew Gaff's back on Mix with us this morning on The Big Breakfast. You grew up supporting Melbourne, didn't you?
Yep, supported Melbourne, went to the grand final in 2000.
That's right.
Yeah, how bizarre.
Do you think they'll beat the Hawks tonight?
I think they will. Yeah, I think they will. History shows that the team that loses in the first final normally always wins the next week, but I think Melbourne are going that well that I think they might beat the Hawks tomorrow, and I think the Pies and GWS is probably a 50-50 game. And
we're stirring you up now, Gaffy, but would you like to be the new Robbie Flower on the wing for Melbourne and singing the team of the red and the blue?
Oh, they're going well.
They are going well.
They've got a lot of quality midfielders and with ruckman like Max.
Midfielders
are looking very good at the moment, and if we play them next week, we know what they did to us a couple of weeks ago when they beat us over here as well. So it's going to be a tough challenge if it is them for our midfield group and the Rucks to put up a strong performance without Nick Knapp being out there.
And very positive after the win against the Pies. Was not an easy game, well, nor should it be, 2-3, but learn a lot. The feeling in the club is good?
Yeah, it was. It's amazing how the type of game in finals, it changes. The type of footy being played changes. It's very contested. Not as free-flowing as what it is during the actual season. And
it's pretty full-on.
I think with losing Shep in the first 15, 20 minutes of the game...
Poor bugger.
It's actually being in the box, it sort of throws things around. You've obviously got to move people into different spots. And do you move people into spots where they've played before, or do you try different guys in these spots, but then does it throw out guys who have been playing a particular role throughout a certain year and been doing it really well?
Especially Brad Shepherd, mate. You're nearly 100 games in a row in that spot. He's so consistent.
Well, yeah, you can always lock him in to play every week. Yeah. And he's probably one of the guys that we all trust the most as well. He always plays on that small, medium forward, and whether it's Robbie Gray, whether it's Jordan Goey on the weekend, he's got that ability to shut those guys down. And no doubt we're going to miss him, but we've been through a lot this year and missing quite a few players at the moment and through different stages of the year, and it's going to be tested next weekend, and we hope that whoever comes in will fill the void and do it really well.
We've been missing you the last few weeks,
we
mate.
We have.
But if you were to go, Matt was particularly affected by it this week.
I can barely even speak.
He can hardly talk.
I had to do it in song.
Yeah, should we do it?
Yeah. And you, Andrew Gaff.
Well,
is that done?
It's very high. Yeah.
All right, take that, North Melbourne.
Hey, Kings of the big game.
Yeah.
Emotional, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got another week to wait, and we'll find out tonight who's going to be playing the Eagles next week. But against Collingwood, proven the boys just know they find a way to win, don't they?
So. Yeah, they do. I think we've stood up in last quarters this year, whereas I think last year we copped a bit of hate for falling away a bit in last quarters when games were on the line. So it's been a good step forward this year, and we hope that another strong performance next weekend, and who knows what can happen.
Good to see you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Good to be back.
And thanks for coming in, Gaffy. You've always got a chair here, mate. This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. It's about that time of the week where we sort of recap what we've been up to.
All the best bits, Claresy. You missed most of them.
Does this include me at home coughing?
Yes.
Yeah, the best of the show this week, The Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Here it is. With Claresy.
I had another first on the weekend.
Yeah.
I had my first ever Uber Eats delivery. But there was a moment where I was going, am I supposed to tip?
Oh.
Because I think we were sort of becoming a bit more of a tipping culture.
Yeah.
And then we went to this cashless society thing.
Yeah. In 2 years' time, you and the Uber Eats guy will just be able to rub your wrists against each other and it will do a transaction deposit from your account to his.
That's a very different service. Dennis, the Eagles, hey, hotel rooms are being booked.
Great win, great game too. I really enjoyed it.
And then at the end of the game here, I could hear your emotions really taking over. You really went to town on this announce.
A huge last quarter by the West Coast Eagles. They stormed over the top of Collingwood.
There you go.
Well, that was it.
You sound surprised.
Well, you don't like to play too much with your emotions. You like to be even with all the teams.
No, I was knackered. I'd been booing all afternoon.
Ken also gearing up for the next season of The Bachelorette with Ali Ogins as the star. And I'm going to call it early and say it's going to be epically boring.
Oh, really?
Oh. Okay, carrying on. You know how it goes when we lose music.
Cool.
Okay. Sorry, Ali, if you're out there listening.
Sophie Monk ruined the season. Yeah. It killed The Bachelor. It's never going to be as
good
again.
Thinking about that, actually.
It's never going to be as good again.
Sophie Monk could be perfect for Nick Cummins. No? Okay. All right, moving on.
All right.
Sorry to have an opinion.
Be a real locker fest.
When we lose the music. Yeah. Shut up.
Sorry.
Right. When we lose, I'd like to move on. Can we? Have I got time?
Norm and Jess, they are from Queensland. They're salt of the earth, been involved in Poolgate.
We were pooing ourselves.
Welcome to The Big Breakfast with Matt and Kimber. And we usually have a Claresy, but he's not well.
Oh, no, I hope he's not pooing himself.
Well, so do we, darling, so do we.
No.
So far, creating a beautiful apartment. We're looking forward to seeing it because the Gatwick, it's pretty special now. Maybe no more haunted walls.
Well, we're not really winning any design challenges. So from now on, we've made a philosophy for ourselves. We're just going to marble the out of everything.
Oh, nice. Good morning. It's The Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. It's thick. It's 6:37. Oh, Claresy, where are you? Where are you when I need
the
you?
The wheels are falling off. Oh. We can fake it for a couple of days.
I was on fire.
Get well, Claresy.
Now, I've discovered that a bunch of you have been invited to do something that I've not been invited to. There's nothing in my calendar.
Sorry, maybe you should have thought, but I've just never known you to be interested in anything kind of chocolate related.
You suck.
Basically, look, IGA Perth Royal Show is about to kick off.
Yes.
And I'll be going along to sample some wares.
See, hang on, I
me
know.
Me and a whole heap of kids.
Well, producer Tom, how did I not score it in
place? Because you organised it.
See, now Paul's upset. I've got everybody
Captain
rallying.
Paul didn't have his working with children check come through.
Tony Jones is a well-known Melbourne football journalist, and he's not too happy that West Coast won against Collingwood.
I've got to say, I think it would be a waste of a spot in the grand final if they get there.
Oh, really?
Because they can't perform at the MCG.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Adrian Barrich.
Unbelievable stuff. Mate, they've got to have some sort of backup and statistical backup.
Yes.
You've got to keep some credibility.
Barra, if they knew how much football research I have to do every time we turn on these mics.
Every time I come on, Kimber, I feel sorry for you because I can imagine you having to trawl through some of this football armour that
grown men crying. Andrew Gaff is back in the radio station and back on The Big Breakfast.
We just have to outright say, are you going to be playing for West Coast next year?
Yeah, I hope so. It's still something that we're working through with the management and the club, and yep. With what's happened is sort of more stuff to think about.
But if you were to go, Matt was particularly affected by it this week. And you, Andrew Gaff, how come you no longer dropping for a chat? Please don't go. Oh, dear.
Well,
is that enough to change your mind?
Hey, is that done it?
Very high. Yeah.
All right, take that, North Melbourne.
Hey, Kings of the big game.
Yeah. Don't you go, Lockie.
Bringing it here to the Eye of One, Andrew Gaff this morning. I think you get a little emotional at that one. I don't know if he was just disturbed, but.
Bit of both. The Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt, and Kimber.
Now. The moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, a little old man shuffles slowly into an ice cream parlour and he pulls himself slowly and painfully up onto a stool and orders a banana split. And the waitress says kindly, "So look, crushed nuts?" And he said, "No, arthritis."
No.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.